Track 9. Destruction of the Pharaoh's Host by John Martin, who lived from 1789 to 1854. The drawing in ink on paper dates from 1824. This is a small rectangular landscape drawing, only 6 by 9 centimetres, mounted on cream card with a light brown plain wooden frame. The dark brown lines of the artist's pen create a dramatic swirl of movement and drama. Loose-edged shapes filling the top of the drawing, executed with fine lines, represent dramatic animated clouds, whilst below, the angry sea rises upwards in mighty waves, curling and crashing down, drawn with heavier ink. At the bottom of the drawing are tiny figures being swallowed up by the towering waves, their arms flailing about helplessly. In the top left corner, lines radiate outwards, as if indicating the rays of sunshine from the other side of the Red Sea. The gallery information tells us, Martin is best known for his vast apocalyptic landscapes full of drama and spectacle. One of these is a watercolour he made in 1836, now in the collection of the John Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles, to which this tiny sketch relates. The subject depicted is the biblical story of Moses releasing the waters of the Red Sea, drowning the Egyptian army after allowing the fleeing Israelites to cross. Despite the small scale of the drawing, the artist's skillful penmanship brilliantly conveys the energy and epic scale of the unfolding drama. The Harris has a painting that takes the same Bible story as its subject. It's on display at the top of the staircase on the second floor virtual tour on our website. It's by Francis Danby, who was a contemporary of Martin. Painted in 1825, the delivery of Israel out of Egypt depicts Moses parting the Red Sea, allowing the Israelites to cross. This drawing was purchased in 1930.